este instante y no lo dejaré deslizar en recuerdos quietos. Y en balas rasantes que matan.
Everybody. This is Mia Rose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another Tuesday afternoon on the radio with me. I'm very excited to be back. Today, I have something very special prepared for you all. It's very different from the last 2 weeks, I think. Well, no, it is. And I think you guys will like it. It's very much all music that I grew up with, just like every other show. So very excited to play this music for you guys. Today's theme is salsa. So we're gonna be listening to some very, 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 very classics today. With some like Willy Colón, some Grupo Niche from Colombia, Joey Arroyo, Rubén Blades. So it's gonna be a good one. And it's a great day for listening to some stories through our music, if you understand them, since they're in Spanish. But I will be talking about them a little bit too, kind of the stories behind some of the songs. About the artists themselves. This music has had an incredible effect on my growing up away from Colombia. I think, like, a lot of this music that I'm playing on the radio from 4 to 5 p.m. on Tuesdays really, like, just is music that makes me feel closer to the motherland. And growing up in Miami was a great place to grow up, and especially, like, being surrounded with so many different cultures, Hispanic cultures specifically. This music, though, that I'm playing today, oops, sorry about the outlook. This music that I'm playing today is, like, the music that makes me feel the most connected to Colombia, to my Colombian heritage and culture. So I hope you guys enjoy. After this song, it's going to be a very, very, very intense mood shift. So I hope you guys are in a good mood. It turned out to be a kind of a sunny Tuesday, I'd say. It's a little bit cloudy, but there's some nice sun. So I hope you're enjoying the little bit of sun that we have. And yeah. I'll be back soon, and I'll be back talking about this soon, so see you guys.
Thank you. Bailan la música.
Thank you.
¡Vacílalo, rumbero!
Well, what do we think about that energy, huh? I swear, like, there's nothing... There's no other music that has that much energy than this incredible music. Actually, the past song that we just listened to was Grupo Niche, and they're from Colombia. Which, actually, on that note of Colombia, it is... What is it? El Día Internacional del Café. Internacional? Espérate. It is El Día Mundial del Café. So it's World Coffee Day today, which is awesome, I will say. Colombia has great export of coffee, great home of el café colombiano. But yeah, I saw Grupo Niche a while ago. It was at the... If you guys have been following me for the past couple of weeks, I went to a festival called the Stereo Picnic years ago, probably like 2-3 years ago. And Grupo Niche was headlining that year, and it was an incredible opportunity to connect to this side of my personality, of my culture. I feel like I have so many different versions, not versions of myself, because I think that would make me a little bit crazy, but versions of different parts of me that listen to different music. And it was just really nice to connect with that part of me, specifically since it was so connected to my Colombian culture. And it was an incredible show that everybody was singing, and it was, it was magical. And I was able to go with my family too, and they grew up on this music. I mean, so did I, to an extent. But you know, my parents, like, this is, they know all of these songs, and it was so such a special moment to share with them too. So also shout out to my family who's listening. Hola, ma, papito, Eva, Tita. No sé si estás oyendo, pero igual saludos. Yeah, so right now we're listening to En Barranquilla Me Quedo by Joey Arroyo, y la verdad. But somebody who's going to come up a lot is Willy Colón. Willy Colón, he played the trombone on the first song that we listened to. Is it trombone? Hold on. Yes, trombone. Okay, I sometimes mix it up, but he was the one who played the trombone solo in the La Murga. And he comes up in a lot of songs. He has... written and co-produced and has had such a luscious musical career, and especially in this world of la salsa. So he's going to be coming up a lot. He's featured with Héctor Lavoe, with Rubén Blades. So it's a name that'll be coming up again. But we're also going to be listening to some more Joey Arroyo later, with his most well-known song, I think, and it is his most well-known song, this one and Rebelión. So we'll hear more of him a little bit later, but one thing I do love about this music is the storytelling, and not only like the storytelling through the lyrics, but just through the instruments. Like, they all tell a different story, and they're all feeling something else, and they all give off so much energy. So if you guys understand Spanish, definitely listen to the lyrics, but if you don't understand Spanish, just listen to the music, and the music tells the story itself. Very beautiful. So yeah, I say let's finish listening to this En Barranquilla Me Quedo, and then coming up we got El Gran Barón by Willy Colón, and then Brujería by El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. So see you guys in a bit.
la sala de un hospital. A las 9:43 nació Simón. Es el verano del 56, el orgullo de don Andrés por ser varón. Fue criado como los demás, con mano dura, con severidad, nunca opinó. Cuando crezcas vas a estudiar la misma vaina que tu papá, óyelo bien, tendrás que ser un gran varón. Al extranjero se fue Simón, lejos de casa se le olvidó aquel sermón. Cambió la forma de caminar, usaba falda, lápiz labial y un carterón. Cuenta la gente que un día el papá fue a visitarlo sin avisar, vaya qué error. Y una mujer le habló al pasar, le dijo: hola, ¿qué tal papá? ¿Cómo te va? No me conoces, yo soy Simón, Simón tu hijo, el gran varón. Extraña enfermedad, murió Simón. es el verano del 86. Al enfermo de la cama 10 nadie lloró. Simón, Simón, Simón.
No se puede correr a la naturaleza, a lo que nace no va, jamás no te interesa.
Hay que tener compasión. Tiene destino cierto de vivir amargo recuerdo en su propio infierno.
No se puede correr a la naturaleza, a lo que nace doblado, jamás otra entereza.
Esa chica que me tiene arrebatado, que me tiene medio loco, que ya estoy enamorado. Quizás serán sus ojitos, o tal vez su caminado, o quizás esas cositas que en su casa ella me ha dado.
Que tú me tienes temblando de noche y de día.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Me quieres mandar pa' la tumba fría.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Bruja, bruja, brujita.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Demonio.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Me echaste no sé qué en la comida.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Siento una cosa fría.
Some of you guys honestly might recognize that song from TikTok, which is crazy. For those of you who haven't listened to the song before, you might be like, wow, that sounds familiar. Probably heard it from TikTok. It got recently famous on TikTok, but it's been famous for a really long time, guys. So, anywho's, this song is called Brujeria. Kind of a song about this woman enchanting a guy, but like, you know, doing a voodoo on this guy. But the song previous, El Gran Barón, it's actually a pretty sad story, but I think it's a very beautifully told story. And it was actually initially banned by a lot of radio stations because back in the 80s, I believe it was still very hard for people to talk about, you know, being queer. It was actually somewhat based on a true story, but yeah, beautiful song, super sad. It's kind of like the cinematic arc of Simone, who's depicted as a trans person and is shunned by their father, family, and then it's sad. I'm not even going to get into it, but I think that there's that beauty in the salsa genre that it has the power to tell stories that are sad, but kind of like up, I don't know. But I did want to go a little bit over the history of salsa. It originated in New York in the 1960s, blending a lot of like Cuban son, mambo, and Puerto Rican rhythms with jazz and a lot of other influences. As you guys can tell, it's very energetic. It's a lot of brass instruments, a lot of trumpets, trombones. It's genuinely like the symbol amongst a lot of Latino cultures, and so it's a much more universally I guess people can connect more with salsa, I guess relating to like other Hispanic cultures. But beautiful music. But right now we're listening to Llorarás by Dimensión Latina. But coming up next, I really want to emphasize the importance of this song. It is by Willy Colón and Rubén Blades, again Willy Colón. It's called Pedro Navaja. And it is about almost 8 minutes long, but it's an incredible story. It's a very fictional story. I'll talk about it more after the song, just because I don't even have words to describe how I feel about the song. It's like, I remember the day that my dad played this song for me. We were on our couch in the living room. In our living room at home in Miami, and he went lyric by lyric telling us what the story is about. I was maybe six, maybe a little bit older, because I vividly remember like sitting down and him reading the lyrics and explaining everything that's going on and just totally like putting me in this movie of what's going on in the song. So I hope you guys also feel that when you listen to it. It's incredible. Let's finish listening to this one, and then let's listen to Pedro Navaja, and then Triste y Vacía by Héctor Lavoe and Willy Colón. Again, they're back. And then I'll see you guys at the Shakira ripoff song.
Por la esquina del viejo barrio lo vi pasar, con el tumbao que tienen los guapos al caminar, las manos siempre en los bolsillos de su gabán, pa' que no sepan en cuál de ellas lleva el puñal. Usa un sombrero de ala ancha de medio lado y zapatillas por si hay problemas, salir volado. lentes oscuros pa' que no sepan que está mirando. Y un diente de oro que cuando ríe se ve brillando. Como a tres cuadras de aquella esquina, una mujer va recorriendo la acera entera por quinta vez. Y en un zaguán entra y se da un trago para olvidar que el día está flojo y no hay clientes para trabajar. Un carro pasa muy despacito por la avenida. No tiene marcas, pero todos saben que es policía. Pedro Navaja, las manos siempre dentro del gabán. Mira y sonríe y el diente de oro vuelve a brillar. Mientras camina, pasa la vista de esquina a esquina. No se ve un alma, está desierta toda la avenida. Cuando de pronto esa mujer sale del zaguán y Pedro Navaja aprieta un puño dentro del gabán. Mira pa' un lado, mira pa' el otro y no ve a nadie. Y a la carrera, pero sin ruido, cruza la calle. Y mientras tanto en la otra acera va esa mujer refunfuñando, pues no hizo pesos con qué comer. Mientras camina del viejo abrigo saca un revólver esa mujer y va a guardarlo en su cartera pa' que no estorbe. Un 38 Smith & Wesson del especial que carga encima pa' que la libre de todo mal. Y Pedro Navaja puñal en mano le fue pa' encima. El diente de oro iba alumbrando toda la avenida. Quiso fácil mientras reía el puñal le hundía sin compasión. Cuando de pronto sonó un disparo como un cañón y Pedro Navaja cayó en la acera mientras veía a esa mujer que revólver en mano y de muerte herida. Ay, le decía, yo que pensaba, hoy no es mi día, estoy salá. Pero Pedro Navaja, tú estás peor, no estás en nada. Y créanme, gente, que aunque hubo ruido, nadie salió. No hubo curiosos, no hubo preguntas, nadie lloró. Solo un borracho con los dos muertos se tropezó. Cogió el revólver, el puñal, los pesos y se marchó. Y tropezando se fue cantando desafinado. El coro que aquí les traje y da el mensaje de mi canción.
La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresa te da la vida, ay Dios.
La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresas te da la vida, ay Dios.
Pedro Navaja, matón de esquina, quien a hierro mata, a hierro termina.
La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresas te da la vida.
Maleante pescador, balanzuelo que tiraste, en vez de una sardina, un tiburón.
I would like to clarify, though, that salsa music has roots in Cuba, in Cuba, in the Caribbean. But it flourished very much so in New York. That's why they talk a lot about, like, for example. Wait for it. That salsa has roots from Cuba. It was born in New York. Because all of these musicians were born in New York. Rubén Blas was born in New York. Willy Colón is from New York. And yeah, and so, but they're from Caribbean descent. So just to clarify, if there was any confusion, just in case. Rubén Blades is from Panama. So sorry for any confusion, guys.
Ella va triste y vacía, llorando una traición con amargura por aquel que le decía que era su amor y su locura. Y a la vida le he enseñado demasiado. Cometer el mismo error no le interesa. Los amores que ha tenido le fallaron y dejaron en el aire las promesas. Y dejaron en el aire las promesas. Ella va triste y vacía, llorando una traición con amargura por aquel que le decía que era su amor y su locura. Va tratando de lograr lo que ha soñado, aprovecha la experiencia de la vida, va olvidando sufrimientos del pasado. La calumnia y la mentira la castigan. La calumnia y la mentira la castigan. Ella va triste y vacía, llorando una traición con amargura por aquel que le decía que era su amor y su locura. Pero en todo este pasaje de la vida ha sabido mantenerse con decencia, aunque muchos habladores la confundan, aunque muchos traten de inventar con ella, aunque muchos traten de inventar con ella. Ella va triste y vacía, llorando una traición con amargura por aquel que le decía que era su amor y su locura, que era su amor y su locura.
En su rostro se comprenden
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And I think that is very, well, at least relevant a little bit for me. I started working at the MFA again on the weekends, and I work with a lot of children, and sometimes they are sick and like to cough in my face.
Nadie pinta corazones y a nadie se promete más allá del tiempo. Las sábanas mojadas hablan las canciones.
Out the new duster. When did that get here? Yesterday? Well, very cool. It's a new duster at the radio station if you're interested in dusting. But I bet you all thought that was the Shakira song, didn't you? Well, not to hate on Shakira, but she has stolen many, many, many songs, and she's been in many, 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 many more lawsuits. before that, and I don't know, she's gotten away with it because she's got money, I guess. Just like, did she get away with the tax stuff? I think she did, but oh well. But yeah, just to kind of close off the hour, because I can't believe it's been an hour already. I had a lot of fun. Sorry for any confusion. I have all my facts straight in my head, but sometimes when they come out of my mouth, they just come out a little bit jumbled. Maybe it's due to the amount of, I won't say thinking I've been doing. I guess, yeah, I've been thinking a lot. I've been writing a lot. I've been researching so much recently. I'm really focused this semester on like verbalizing my thoughts and my words and having them come out in a way that makes sense. So it's a process, guys. So thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for dealing with that. But I had a great time this hour. I think it was very energy filled. I think Charlie was even dancing, weren't you? Charlie was shaking it for the hour. So I had a lot of fun. It was really great to just hear this music. Also, like on the radio, you don't really hear this music anymore. Especially like there aren't any radio stations that play this type of music around here. Or they do, but like there are, but I guess it's just not really common. Like I was in an Uber this morning, and I take Ubers like not frequently, but every once in a while, and it's, I don't know, you just don't hear this on the radio anymore. So I am here to kind of bring that back for the time that I can. So yeah, thank you guys for sticking with me, and I hope you like this last song. It's Joey Arroyo y La Verdad with Rebelión. So yeah.
De la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero. Y dice así. Dice. Los años 1600, cuando el tirano mandó las calles de Cartagena, aquella historia vivió.
On that note, guys, I think it's great to close off this hour with Joey Arroyo, el gran colombiano, el gran salsero colombiano. And yeah, this has been Mia Rose on with Entre Caníbales, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, very exciting to have been here for another week, and I will be here next week as well. And yeah, we'll be training on Charlie's Show today, so if you're interested in listening to some different music as well, it'll be from 10 to 11 p.m. Yeah, I think it'll be a good time too, listening to what people want to listen to. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week, same place, same time, different music, of course, next week, if I didn't say that already. So, thank you guys for listening, and yeah. See you later. Chaolín. Hola, tita. Te amo mucho.